This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump and the campaign of his Democratic challenger for the presidency, Joe Biden, on Sunday sparred over the state of the U.S. economy just 8 weeks ahead of the November 3rd national presidential election. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on the Fox News Sunday TV show cited the drop in the unemployment rate to 8.4% in August and the addition of 1.4 million jobs as evidence that the American economy, the world's largest, is recovering from the worst of the turmoil inflicted by the coronavirus pandemic. But he acknowledged the U.S. economy still needs at least 7.5 million new jobs to regain its footing from March, when the jobless rate was at a five-decade low of 3.5%. Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat Joe Biden's running mate, told CNN that President Trump has been, in her words, an abject failure and incompetent in handling the economy during the pandemic. She said Mr. Trump only gauges how well the economy is doing, again, in her words, based on how well rich people are doing. One in five mothers say their kids under 12 are hungry. More than 50 million workers at one time or another have collected unemployment compensation in the United States this year. At least 289 people were arrested in Hong Kong Sunday during protests against the postponement of legislative elections. The elections, originally scheduled to be held Sunday, are one of the few times Hong Kong residents get to cast ballots. Riot police shot rounds of pepper balls at protesters Sunday. Hong Kong police wrote in a Facebook post Sunday evening that 289 people had been arrested, mainly for gathering illegally. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.